You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, get down to Cincinnati and party, but if you can't, don't forget to party next Sunday, November the 16th, with the Dog Pound Drive pregame. It's the free Cleveland Browns fan pregame, live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more, all happening next to First Energy Stadium starting 3 hours before every home kickoff. Don't miss the next Dog Pound Drive pregame before the Browns and the Texans, as I said, November 16th, 10 a.m. on the south side of First Energy Stadium with music from the Billy Morris Band. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you on this Call Your Shot Friday. And Matt, before we get into that, what player is the X factor tonight in your mind if the Browns are going to win this game?
My X factor is I'm going to go with Buster Skrin, because in my eyes, if Joe Haden truly does have that A.J. Green number, Joe Haden will mimic and follow A.J. Green all across the field. That goes to, again, Mohamed Sanu and his productivity in the absence of A.J. Green emerging as a 1-2 punch there in Cincinnati. He is playing extremely well, and Buster Skrin coming off what a lot of people feel was his worst performance last week against Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson. He is up for an amazing challenge in stopping Mohamed Sanu, so he is my X factor. If he plays good football, we'll win.
And I'm going to go, I've talked about Ataba Rubin a lot, and I think he needs to do well, obviously, along that defensive front. Ataba Rubin, Ishmaili Kitchen, Billy Wynn, Desmond Bryant, Sione Fua. Those guys need to step up and hold the point of attack. But I'm going to say the X factors tonight for the Browns will be their own running backs. Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, Ben Tate. Somebody's got to find a way to get going and break some big plays in the ground game and kind of soften this defense. They'll be without their two best interior tacklers, the linebackers, Burfict and Maluga. So you got to find a way to get this ground game going again. And I think if one of these running backs can start making some big plays on the ground, that will be the X factor that will propel the Browns offense to victory here. But I agree with you. Buster's huge to me, and stopping the run, huge on the defensive side of the ball. Let's go to the phones. 216-578-0850. We got Vince in Cleveland with us. Hey, Vince.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, man.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm great. I agree with you guys totally. Buster Skrin, he should have a huge game today. If he could, the Browns would play well if win this game, Buster Skrin can come through for us. And I think to win this game, you got to feed the crow, man. The ground game got to get going.
Give it to him, Nathan.
A long day for us.
I agree, man. Feed the crow. I think this is the kind of game that's made for him. A team coming off of a short week like the Bengals are. Physical game. We know the Jaguars are a physical team, so it was a physical game for them. And to turn around and get a guy in Isaiah Crowell really hasn't been touched in weeks. Maybe he's got those fresh legs. Maybe that was part of the plan. And although Matt and I have talked about that, we don't think that's ever the plan if you think he can help you when you play him. But it'd be nice if that's how it turns out and they were saving him and he's going to get unleashed here tonight against the Cincinnati Bengals. We certainly would all not have any problems with that. Let's go to Cam in Canada, north of the border. Cam, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How's it going, guys? Just representing Saskatchewan, home of the Rough Riders Grey Cup champion.
Love it. I like it.
Yeah, see a lot of similarities. Just really love the Browns, and I'm just so impressed with Coach Patton and his ability to take himself into his first head coaching position and really become acclimated to the NFL way of life. He's so good with the media. He's just so affable and likable, and I just think you guys have a fantastic thing going down there, and you know, just really hopeful. This is a huge, huge game for the organization, but I really like the caller that called in earlier that said there's going to be some bumps along the way, and you know, you guys are doing this right now with a MASH unit and a platoon group right now, and just what you're doing right now is just fantastic, and I know there's a lot of people up here real excited for you guys.
Oh, we really appreciate that. Appreciate the love from Saskatchewan. We'll certainly take that. And I think you're right. I think what Mike Pettine has going for him, and he doesn't seem like a first-year head coach, and Matt, you can comment on this better than I can, but he's just so real. He is so genuine. What you see is what you get with Mike Pettine. He's not BSing anybody. And what does that say to the players? How does that play in the locker room when you have a head coach who is open and honest and you know where he stands and what you see is what you get? It's not a bunch of different acts this day, that day. It's basically Mike Pettine is Mike Pettine.
It means you don't have to walk around holding your breath about what, you know, there's always those people that you meet in life that you kind of have to act awkward about, or when your boss comes around and he's looking over your shoulder, you have to like act like you're doing your job and act a certain way. But when you have an open relationship and the lines of communication are open as well, you can be yourself. I think we're seeing Coach Pettine be himself and be relatable to the media and most definitely relatable to the players. And that way the players, they can play. They can be their own personalities. And Coach Pettine will take the good, bad, and indifferent. And Coach Pettine over time will continue to mold these individuals. And we've seen in a very short time, again, 6 or 7, almost 8 months now, he's molded them into a team and a team that has won 5 football games. Again, as we all know, exceeding last year's full total.
That's right. That's very impressive and speaks to what Mike Pettine has been able to do here. And he has probably the biggest test of his coaching career now on the road on a short week against this Bengals team. And we talked about the X factors here. We'll do a little fill in the blank as well. You know, the Browns are going to beat the Bengals tonight. And here's my thing. Number one, take care of the football. Win the turnover battle again. Number two, they must get out to a fast start. The Bengals have not lost when they've been leading at halftime. They have not won when they've been trailing at halftime. So I think that first half of this game is really a tone setter. And I think it's even more important on a Thursday night because teams are beaten up. It's a short week. You probably don't really want to be out there. I mean, you're excited to be on national TV, but your body is hurting. And if one team can make an early statement against the other, we've seen so many times on these Thursday night games, teams kind of fold it in. And so I think getting off to a fast start will be critical for the Cleveland Browns. And then the third one comes down to stopping the run defensively and establishing the run offensively. If they can do those three things, the Browns will win this game and will send a very strong message to the NFL.
Definitely. It definitely will. Oh, my gosh, would it? I mean, to be sitting at 6-3, you are scaring the bejesus out of the Baltimore Ravens, and for Cincinnati to have to come to a raucous First Energy Stadium later in the season for sure. My two things that signify the Browns will win tonight if they do what? In my eyes, we have to convert and be more efficient on third down, you know, offensively. And that being said, and also defensively, taking Andy Dalton, taking the ball out of his hands and getting them off the field defensively and forcing the ball back into our hands. And then when we do, in fact, have the ball, we struggle mightily, not only on third down, but also to get it to 3rd and 5 or 3rd and 6 or less on third down. So our ability to do that and convert third downs, and then I spoke of it the other day as well on this show, is whoever can convert in the red zone. I do feel there are yards that are going to be gained throughout the middle of the field, and the ball will get to the red zone, and whoever can convert those touchdowns will again succeed and score, and whoever can do that by putting touchdowns on the board. And just a quick stat is our own Cleveland Browns defense ranks number 2 in the entire NFL, having 26 possessions reach the red zone and only giving up 12 touchdowns while giving up 8 field goals, and a team has walked away 6 times without a score. So we are very, very good in the red zone. If we can force them to kick field goals or keep them out, we will win, because I believe Brian Hoyer and a proficient run game will produce down in the red zone.
They certainly must produce in the red zone if they're going to win. Let's go to Justin now on I-75, making his way to Cincinnati, hopefully. Justin, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Doing you headed well, down for the game?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I wonder how well you obviously think Hayden's going to fare against A.J. Green today.
I think he's going to do very well. I think that he's got a good feel for A.J. Green. He likes playing against those bigger wide receivers more than he likes the smaller, shiftier ones. Last year in Cleveland, gave up 51 yards to him. In Cincinnati, only 7 yards, had the 2 interceptions, including a pick 6. So this is a matchup that Joe Hayden historically has done well with. Now, A.J. Green's had some moments against him, but for the most part, A.J. Green has struggled against Joe Hayden, and I think that's an important part of this matchup. And I'd say if you look at the last 3 weeks, Joe Hayden's playing as well as any corner in the NFL. And what he did last week against Vincent Jackson and Mike Evans was incredibly impressive when you think about what they did every time somebody else was on them.
It does. It does. And I think that's why everybody, you know, yourself and myself included, continually are taking for granted that Joe Hayden will do his very best against A.J. Green. And we look to that matchup of Mohamed Sanu on either Justin Gilbert or Buster Skrine to be the must-win matchup for the Cleveland Browns.
It is. That's why you're exactly right. That's why that one is so absolutely critical, pivotal, and key. Steve in Cleveland now. Welcome to CBD.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. I just want to point out what I think one of the things Pettine is doing right is, you know, Benjamin had problems with the punt team and all that, and that's terrible. But at the same time, he didn't just put the guy on the bench and leave him there and forget about him. He's using him in another spot of the team. And I think that's good for all the younger players. Hey, I can mess up. I mean, it doesn't look good if you keep messing up, but I mean, he's still utilizing him.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's a testament to a great coach. you know, who understands the psyche and mental capacity and also too physical abilities of the players in their locker room. Okay, so it was probably tough for Travis Benjamin to come off a punt return, something you're probably passionate about, especially as explosive as we saw him last year, but also too to fill a certain role. We saw him last week, you know, stretch that vertical seam in that Tampa 2 defense. And I love what a lot of these players, as Coach Pettine says, has given themselves to us. And they trust in this scheme. They trust in Coach Mike Pettine to have their best interest and give them the opportunity to succeed on this football and this football game and in this football season. So he's not going to set them up or put them in a precarious situation that sets them up to fail, because that, in tune, leads to losing football. And that is something that the Browns have not done yet this season.
No, certainly not. We want to see the Browns get the victory tonight. And now a lot of people from Cleveland, as we said, making their way down here for this game. And that's going to be a good thing. I think there'll be a strong contingent of the Dog Pound in the Battle of Ohio. The Browns looking to go on the road and defeat the Cincinnati Bengals for the first time in this building. Last time they came to Cincinnati and won on the road, September 28th, 2008. 8-12 victory, but the Browns looking to come here and get the job done. They've won two of the last three. Both of those victories, by the way, 10 or more points. Last three games have been decided by more than 10 points. The Browns winning at home in October of 2012, 34-24. Then at home September 2013 with Brian Hoyer, quarterback, 17-6. Then they lost in Cincinnati 20-41, 41-20, after getting off to an early lead before a disastrous second quarter derailed that. And hopefully they will avoid such disasters. Some of the guys from Cleveland coming down include the kid, who will be checking in with us next, live from the hotel here in Cincinnati, the team hotel. The kid will join us for a special edition of the Thursday forecast, getting ready for the Browns and the Bengals tonight.